But here we go. Let's get these questions from the DMs.
Yep.
That's what I heard. So what do you want to tell you?
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to That's What I Heard. My name is Lil Frax. It is a solo episode. I'm here with producer Mike. He is a man on the ledge right now. He's huffing. He's puffing. He just lit a candle. He took a deep breath. He said it's just been one of those days.
I am on the ledge a little bit. Yeah, we have some noisy neighbors that I've been dealing with, and they've been driving me nuts.
The people that moved in next door to our studio, our TikTok shop, it's like QVC. Like, yes. They're selling things on the TikTok shop 24 hours a day.
Yes.
So you just hear them running their mouths.
Yes.
Like, this is a cute top.
Yes. We think they're a clothing company that is just using TikTok to sell. But they literally, it is literally almost 24 hours
a day. I haven't gotten involved yet in the TikTok shop. I've been tempted, but I haven't fully gone into that world yet. So I am just curious, like, what kind of money are they making over there? And if we want to extend an invitation for them to come on the pod.
We can
come
do
on
that.
The pod.
We can extend it.
Tell us what you're doing over there. You're annoying as fuck.
What if we did a whole episode that was just them selling their stuff?
On our show.
Yes.
I love that.
Yeah.
If you can produce, make that happen, I mean.
I haven't been mean enough to them yet where I think that it's out of play. So I think that we could
just ask that lady. Be like, we have a podcast. We love what you do. You're clearly a hustler.
We love what you do.
Big fan of what you do. You're clearly a hustler, a mover and a shaker.
Yeah.
Come on the pod.
Yeah. I'll extend it.
And then we'll see.
They would be a perfect.
I want to know, what they do. Like, how do they get into this line? Like, how did they become QVC TikTok shoppers?
Yeah. I'm curious, too. And I wish it would stop.
Yeah, he's not in a good mood. Okay, listen, summer has begun. Summer is here. And I have decided I will be opting out this summer.
Of the whole summer?
I will be opting out.
Uh-oh.
You see how I wore this giant hoodie?
Yep.
During the summer to the podcast?
Mm-hmm.
Opting out. You know why? I don't deserve it.
Get out. No. That's bad self-talk, Frank.
No, it's not. It's actually motivating to me. Weekends are for workers, okay? Yeah. If you didn't work, you don't deserve a weekend.
Okay.
And you don't deserve a summer if you haven't accomplished your goals.
I don't agree with you, Frex. You're working on your goals.
I am working on them, and I'll have a summer when I've reached the top of the mountain, okay? I got too many ideas. It's just time to get this done.
Yeah.
Catch me on the North Fork every fucking weekend, guaranteed. Working out there, working. But I'm not doing like a red solo cup summer. I'm not partying this summer.
Did you do that last summer?
What did I do last summer?
Yeah, I don't. I feel like
I
last
think the
summer
main thing
not...
I was excited about last summer was start that we had just started the pod.
Right. And now you're over.
And I was actually fucking making clips. Now you can, like, if you put a gun, you'd have to put, like, I would have to be under duress to, like, make a clip.
Yeah.
I think I'm just, my hat truly goes off to these, like, mavericks who can be, who their creativity can be fractured into a million places at once. There are people that are like that. And my hat, I think I'm just one, the kind of person who's like, my creativity goes into one place at one time.
Mm-hmm.
I can work in other ways, but my true creativity can only go one place at one time.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's somewhere. I think last summer, you literally saw the clips as like a creative exercise. And right now, I think the beam is shooting at something else.
And what do you think that would be?
Oh, trying to get my shows going.
Mm-hmm. Right.
I'm now writing 3 shows. I'm addicted to thinking of shows.
Well, I mean, that's like, a good place to be.
I cannot stop thinking of shows.
Yeah, you're a writer producer now.
Like, so I maybe have to schedule a clip day.
Mm.
I don't deserve a weekend until I put in one clip day a week.
Listen.
I
who think
cares?
That you got big stuff going on. Obviously, I think that the herd has been showing up a lot lately. Clips or no.
That's
which
true.
We appreciate. Shout out to the herd.
Shout out to the herd. You know I love your ass. Stop playing with me. Stop playing with me.
But yeah, I mean, I get where you're coming from, but at the same time, I don't like this beating yourself up.
Oh, I'm not
I need
beating
you.
I'm not
I need
beating.
You fresh and.
Oh, I'm fresh.
And, okay.
Oh, I'm fresh. Okay.
Okay.
I'm not even beating myself up. This is motivating to me. It's like, you'll get a summer this fall. How about that?
Okay.
Or how about...
So summer's postponed.
Or how about, hey, how about put down the fucking high noon, okay? And put your nose to the grindstone and get this shit done and accomplished. And how great will next summer be?
Right.
Wow. Wouldn't that be... If I could accomplish the goals I've set for myself this year... How nice would fucking next summer be?
Yeah.
How about that? Okay.
Yeah.
Coffee is for closers. That's what I'm saying. Coffee is for closers. When I close the deal, I'll have a coffee. Yeah, so I'm opting out of summer. Just like I opted out of gym senior year. Did you have that program in your high school where if you were on a varsity sports team, you could opt out of gym class? You didn't have to go for your senior year.
No. That's what I know of.
Okay. Well, I did. So, obviously, most sports were off the table for me by senior year.
Why is that?
Mostly because of the Newports. I think I did try out for the soccer team, maybe like my 10th or 11th grade. Yeah. And they were like, there was like one running exercise around the school. It's like, that'll be all for me.
Yeah.
Basketball, I only made it to like 9th or 10th grade. Anyways, what I'm saying is by senior year,
you smoked out your athletic build.
I know. And it's not a it is a regret. I've said it before. Smoking is my only regret ever.
Yeah.
Truly.
But it's
because
so good,
I have though. I have the frame to be Michael Jordan.
Yeah.
I'm built like Michael Jordan. Okay. I got the body of LeBron James. Okay? But I don't have the spirit of an athlete. I don't have the heart of a champion.
Mm.
Because I am not competitive. I do not care. You could get the ball or I could get it.
Mm-hmm.
Either way, that's life.
Are you sure?
I'm sure.
Yeah.
Wait. Well, I push back. Go ahead.
I don't know. I don't think that you're competitive in an annoying way, but you have that driving thing that I think pushes you.
That's true. That's true. I mean, I did just cancel summer because I wasn't working hard enough, even though I work around the clock.
Right.
But you can always work harder.
Yeah. Sure. But I'd say that's an aspect of a competitive spirit.
That's true. Maybe I just maybe I gave up on it too early. But I mean, like when I was playing basketball, I was so tall. I remember, like, the girl on the other team had the ball in front of me, like she was going to shoot it, and I just wound up and I punched the ball out from between her hands.
Nice, good play.
And they called the foul. I didn't touch this bitch.
Yeah.
Things like that. And then...
And that made you not want to play basketball anymore?
I go, I can't be myself here. They're not letting me be myself. And then I was on the A team. So it was like A team, B team. You know, like starter's bench, basically.
Yeah.
And I was A team 4 or 5. Tall girl. The tall girl spots.
Power forward, yeah.
I guess that is what it's called.
Power forward or center, yeah.
You know what's funny? I don't have one single memory of playing a basketball game. Even though I know I played on that team for years. I don't have one single memory playing a basketball game. The only memory I have relating to like basketball in those years was my sweet, sweet grandfather, who I adored, would come to every single game with his wooden folding chair. And all I remember is like the image of him coming in the gym with his little Coast Guard hat on and his folding chair and setting it up. Like, that's all I remember about basketball. I love my grandpa.
Nice.
All right. So where was I though? Oh yeah. I punched the ball out the bitch's hand. And they call a foul. Okay. And then I hit one of those crazy, like, half-court buzzer beater shots. And then everyone's bugging out because, of course, it was a crazy shot. I go up into the stands, high-fiving people, whatnot, like an entertainer that I am. And they go, that's showboating. You can't do that.
This is the coach that said that?
The coach said it. And then I got demoted to B team.
For showboating?
For showboating and other things like punching the ball out of the girl's hands.
Well, that's a winning play. I don't agree with that.
You're telling me.
Yeah.
You're telling me, sister. They wouldn't let me fucking be myself. Anyway, but I'll tell you where I was allowed to be myself. This is how I got into this, opting out. Because I opted out of gym class. Oh, okay, so senior year, I was really searching for, I'm not really trying to go to gym class right now. So how can I get out of this? And then it occurred to me, have you ever heard of the tennis team?
Like you, the tennis team?
Yeah.
Yeah, sure.
They don't do shit over there. Like, there's no running over there. Yeah. I mean, you think they're doing suicides on the tennis team?
I would think that they probably should.
Maybe they did. I don't know. But anyway, so I go, I wonder how hard it is to get on the tennis team. So I go over there. And you could just say you're on the tennis team. You could just ask to be on it.
Yeah.
And they go, okay.
Right. So I guess like, not very in demand.
I was like, fuck yeah. Team. Oh, actually, one of member of the herd, Hannah, who listens to the show, was on the tennis team. And it turns out we had like the number one tennis player in the state on the team.
Oh, nice.
So all that mattered was like her. And then I think there was like another girl who was really good, but I can't remember much about that. Anyway. So I played one match. I never played tennis in my life, by the way.
Yeah.
In my entire life. Ever. Not even as a joke. Now I'm on the team. I played. So we got shirts with our names on the back. And me and Hannah, a member of the herd, got Cheech and Chong on the back of our shirts.
Okay. That's pretty sick.
And then the coach, Coach Ruggiero, he would like smoke cigs by the fence, right?
Cool.
And he was also the hockey coach. So this is a good man. This is a good man.
Yeah. Love
and,
sports.
And he was a fire. I think like the fire chief, maybe. Is that possible?
Yeah, of course. It's
fire
possible.
Chief, girls tennis, boys hockey, smoking cigs by the fence.
Yeah,
whatever. And I think when you know, I was just we were just goofing off, and he's like, "You two are Cheech and Chong over here." Anyway, so I got Cheech and Chong on my shirts. I played one match. I slammed the racket down. I was a real Johnny McEnroe. Mm-hmm. I started cursing.
Yeah.
Game over. So that was it. Why did I bring this up?
And then you were out of sports?
And then I was out of sports. And that's the end of my sports career.
Wow.
But you do what you got to do to opt out.
Yeah.
I'd rather be doing that shit than
gym class.
Fucking taking the presidential fitness test for the failing at the pull-ups for the fifth time. Fifth time. Sorry. The 12th time.
Yeah. Over and over and over.
Over and over, baby. I just had probably the least relaxing weekend of my entire life.
Yeah, what's going on? You were saying about the cracks
I went
that
out
are showing?
To, yeah, yeah. Well, this is unrelated to that, but you know, my mom's been sick.
Yeah.
She's bald, whatever. She had her last chemo, so that's amazing.
That's great. All right.
It's amazing. So then you have the last treatment, then you have a few weeks of being sick from that last treatment, and then you can start getting better. So we're in great shape. No problems. But she is in that portion of sickness. And she's bald, and she insists, because her and her husband, Gary, he has a house out in the North Fork. So they go out every weekend. But she insisted that she had to have 15 people come out this weekend, even though she's sick. Mm-hmm. And she had to have 15 people in four bedrooms.
Why'd she feel that way?
I don't
just
because
of Memorial Day?
She felt it had to be done.
Yeah.
She couldn't be talked out of it. It had to be done. So they rented. Actually, so all my cousins came out, and it was awesome. And I was really happy to see them. Sometimes I forget how funny and smart my cousins are. Mm-hmm. They're also a lot older than me because they're in like their 50s, I think.
You have 50-year-old cousins?
They're all 50. I'm like the youngest one. And then I'm not even the youngest one. The youngest one, there's one that just graduated from college. She's like 23. Shout out Grace, my girl.
Shout out.
Shout out Grace O'Malley.
oh, right. I forgot.
So what was I going to say? Oh, yeah. So she's the youngest. Oh, no. So then she has a brother. So the youngest one is in college. And then the oldest one is, I'm going to say 60. We're all first cousins. How does that make sense? This is some real sick Irish shit. Mm-hmm. Because, well, I guess my grandparents. So my mom is one of seven. So I guess that means my grandparents had sex 7 times.
Okay.
So there were 7 kids. But they were 20 years spread out over like 20 years.
Yeah.
I mean, think about this. I don't know the age differences, and also who cares? There's a huge age difference between my oldest uncle and my youngest uncle, is what I'm trying to say. That mm-hmm. This is how you end up with this spread of ages. Mm. Anyway, they're also funny and smart, and so, but they all have kids. So it was my first cousins and then their kids. And then my mom wandering around the house, bald and coughing. And I had to pull her aside and say, is this coughing for real? You can be honest with me. What are we doing here? Long day's journey in tonight? I know you don't have to cough this much. Because I see you not coughing before. Mm-hmm. And now all of a sudden you're addicted to coughing. You're doing, and you know, you're hunching. She's like committed to it. She's committed to the bit.
Yeah.
She's like, no, I guarantee you, you don't have to cough this much. But she had to be spoken to. Love her.
I'm glad you straightened her out.
She had to be spoken to. I go, I know what you're doing here. I know what you're doing.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Why don't you just take it down a notch? Okay?
Yeah.
We all get it. You're suffering. Take it down a notch, please. The coughing. It's like an Arthur Miller play in here. I thought we're supposed to be having a good fucking time. I thought we're supposed to be having hot dogs on the grill. So we have that whole situation. And then 15 people in the house. And the mom walking around coughing. And then someone reports that the toilet will not flush.
Uh-oh.
So we have two bathrooms, right? Now someone reports the toilet is blocked. We investigate. There's an issue. It's not a clogged thing. It's just there's an issue. Nobody can poop. So now we have 15 Uh-oh. People. My mom walking around like the ghost of Christmas past. And now on top of everything, nobody can poop. Nobody can take a shit. So now you know I'm not eating cereal. And you know I'm not eating ice cream. And I'm not even sure if I'm going to have any coffee. We can't risk it.
Uh-huh.
I'll be out in the backyard. Just like, dig me a hole. And then, so that's the situation we're in, right? Does that sound good or bad?
I would not say that sounds good.
Okay, no. Well, yeah. Get ready.
Bad.
So then, my stepdad, Gary, who's amazing, I love him, is grilling for the family. Now, it's mostly children, but this man is making lamb for the children.
Mm. Everybody's favorite.
You got to respect that.
I remember loving lamb as a kid.
Let me put a few lambs on the grill. Actually, by the way, I did end up having it. I go, this is awesome.
Yeah.
It tastes like steak.
I'm sure
it was really good. Yeah. But
lamb is just great. Funny. It's like, just for kids.
Exactly.
You know?
It's just funny. So then we're all sitting around, you know, out on the porch, looking at the view, having a few bourbons, you know, beautiful. Mm-hmm. Can't beat it. Holding in poop, yes, but can't beat it.
Mm-hmm.
And then I hear someone screaming in agony. Uh-oh. Here we go. Here we go. Top guess. What would it be?
Based on the information I have.
This is a game of Clue.
It's got to be somebody shitting in their pants.
Actually, that would be worse than what I'm about to say. It was Gary dropping the grill on himself.
Oh, no! Gary!
It was so... I'm not trying to... It was scalding hot.
Oh, no!
He's like a real cook. He loves cooking. He bought one of those grills that's like... I saw it in the background at the Kardashians' house, like on one of the episodes. Like it's...
The egg?
It might be the egg.
Yeah.
It's called like... It's something with a K. Kaya... Kyoto Kika.
I don't know either of those brands.
I don't know.
There's the big green egg, which
it's
is
not
like
green. It's made of ceramic stones, and it has to be like airlifted onto the porch.
Holy shit.
He bought it because his son got married in the backyard. His son got married in the backyard there, and he wanted to cook for the rehearsal dinner. He's like, I can justify spending this much on a grill because
it's a wedding.
It's for effect. It's basically saving money for the wedding. It's for the wedding, basically.
Right.
But it's. Smart. I think it's like a $15,000 grill. I'm not kidding. Is that possible? I wish I
don't
know.
Know. I guess
the
name. It could be. I don't know that I'm. I mean, but if it's that expensive of a grill, maybe it is that. You know, I thought they ranged more to like two.
It's not this. I looked up egg. It's not egg. It's not from this country.
You think it's Japanese?
I think it's Japanese. It's like Kyoto.
Let's see what comes up.
KY grill. Some K.
I think I found it.
Okay, tell me.
The Kaganushi?
Kaganushi Konro? Is it made of like tiles, like ceramic tiles?
Yeah, is it one of these?
No. Mm-mm. All right. Well, you know what? Just it doesn't matter. All I'm saying is this is a high powered grill, and it's expensive, and it's heavy, and there's many layers, and you have to take off with your hands the top layer. I guess that's how all grill. I don't know. I don't really grill personally, but whatever. He had to grab the things. Melting down.
The grates? The grill grates?
Okay. Thank you. He had to grab the grill grate with potholders and put it on the table. And then that was like top level. Okay, so that thing falls on his leg. Scalding hot. It burns his leg damn near off.
Oh, no.
So he's laying there and he's just got the grill grate marks burned into his leg.
Oh, my God.
And I think when it was on him and it was burning him, it was probably one of the most painful things that's ever happened. But then your skin, I think, goes numb.
Yeah.
So it's actually a blessing.
Right.
Because you're like, wait, I actually don't feel anything now because you have no nerve endings.
But those have to be third degree burns.
So we're all outside, right? I'm like, bring me a pitcher of water. Because I remember from the Bravest, the firefighters told me that you have to stop the skin from cooking.
Best job you ever had.
Yeah, saved his life. I saved his life, okay? Because you have to stop the skin from cooking.
Yeah.
So immediately cold water. Take down the temp. Stop that grill from going on that skin. Anyway, so I'm dousing it. And then I'm also, to be honest, I've had like two drinks. I'm not really in the mood to do an emergency. I'm not in the mood to hang. Like, I'm not in a state of mind where I'm like ready to spring into action.
Uh-huh.
So I do cool down with the water. And then Gary, my stepdad, is going, it's fine. It doesn't even hurt. Literally, he's sizzling. The man's sizzling like a fajita. He's going, it doesn't even hurt. Dinner's almost done. I just have to dress the salad. We'll eat. Maybe we'll look at it later. He's trying to eat. I mean, the potatoes look banging. That's what he burned himself on.
Oh, he's got a $15,000 grill.
He's going, dinner's ready. So we ain't going. And then two of my cousins were like, that's like life-threatening burns. You have to go to the emergency room.
Yeah.
So whatever. So we go to the emergency room. And then I think of a new show while I'm there, which I don't want to say because someone will steal it.
Yeah.
But it was the funniest emergency room I've ever been in. Small town, beach town emergency room.
Yeah.
Are you kidding me? The guy's like, what's up? What can I do for? Barbecue accident? Usually happens only on 4th of July, but Memorial Day, cool. Anyway, so that was one thing. Yeah, so I'm just telling you about the least relaxing weekend. That's right. Then I had to sleep on like this military style cot. What would you call one of those things? I looked like an extra from Band of Brothers.
I think I would call it a military-style cot.
It looks like where you would sleep after you just got off of Omaha Beach.
Yeah.
Like you took some infirmary shrapnel. Yeah, the infirmary. So I slept on one of those. My arms, like, it was just... and then my aunt, who I'm obsessed with. She's so good, but she is getting older. So she... she's in that phase of life where... She's in her 80s. She gets fixated on things and can't let it go, you know?
Mm-hmm. Like what kind of things?
Like anything that comes to her mind, she'll get fixated on. This happens to like almost every old person I've met. And then so she'll just be calling people over with two fingers like this. Come here. I need to talk to you. I need to talk to you about the roof. She's like, get me Gary. I have to confess. I know what happened to the toilet. Apparently they were at the ice cream store. Like magic fountain, and she's going to the girl who works there. She's like, come here, with the two fingers, like the Don Corleone.
Mm-hmm.
Come here, let me talk to you. What you do is important. You're really good at your job. You're doing a great job. She's like, everything is like that.
Yeah.
And once she gets you in the grasp, it's like 20 minutes.
Yeah. You've been summoned.
So funny.
Yeah.
I love her. Anyway, so does that sound relaxing?
No, I would not say so.
So that was the weekend. But
how's Gary doing?
I did actually have a really good time because I love my cousin so much, and you forget. Like, I just like forgot how funny and smart they are. So I'm really glad I got to connect with them. How's Gary doing?
Yeah.
I mean, I had to change the wounds the next day. It was like Band of Brothers.
This is like a serious burn.
It is no joke. Yeah. He has to get, so obviously we're in like the Beach Town Hospital. They're not giving us the attention that we need.
Of course.
But you, like, they wrap it up, whatever. They're like, yeah, just take ibuprofen and you got to redress every day. So the next day I had to redress. It's the whole leg, starting at the knee down to the foot. So I had to do the gauze, everything.
Yeah.
I'm thinking about going to nursing school. Put a pin in that. We'll come back to it. Okay, so he's got to go to the burn unit, but he can't get in until Monday. Because the burn unit in New York City is popping. Everyone's burned here.
Well, he's not. He's still. Everyone's burned here. He's still not in the burn unit?
Well, I mean, he's not going to. He doesn't have to stay overnight. He just has to be seen by like a burn doctor.
Right.
Make sure he can
keep the leg.
He hasn't been seen yet by a burn. And this is, by the way, this was the potatoes that did this.
Yeah.
And when we ate them, they were banging. They were banging. That was a good ass meal he made.
Yeah.
He's a good sport about it, but. And I just kept going. When we got back from the hospital, they saved us food. I just kept going, is that leg? That's really good. What'd you season this with?
Some hair?
Is that hair? I like that. That's good. That's very good. So I hate to make a joke of any of this, but you almost have to. It was like a Vegas vacation.
Yeah.
A
comedy of errors.
It really, what it was. Yeah. Comedy of errors. I enjoyed it though. But then I kept leaving my body. So yeah. I don't know how much I enjoyed it. Oh, quick update on Jersey City. I gave a full-throated defense of New Jersey a few episodes ago.
Are you taking it back?
I'm not taking it back, but I just need to like revise.
Okay.
I support Hoboken.
Okay.
I don't know what the fuck is going on with this Jersey City thing. I had to take, it was late at night, so the Hoboken thing wasn't running. I think someone got hit or I don't know.
The path.
Yeah. So my usual train wasn't working. So I had to take a different line to one of the Jersey City proper stops, and I got off. I was like, oh, this is disgusting. Oh, I see. Yeah, no, this is bad. Oh, no, I
tried
hate
to
it
tell
here.
You.
It's like, no, but it's like a sterile downtown. It looks like downtown St. Louis or something.
Yeah. It looks like a completely different
place. Yeah, I was like, this is hell. Okay, understood. Got it. So that's not what I support, guys. What I support is Hoboken. Cute. It's so cute. I like it so much. So I don't know where I live. Do I live in Jersey? I don't really know. I have no idea. Anyway, there was a stabbing next door a few days ago.
Lovely.
Can't remember if I said this or not on this pod. We're at the amount of episodes where I don't remember what I said before or not. So my two friends were coming over, and these particular two, shout out Harley and Tynick.
Shout out.
These two friends, I don't know what to say about that. So what was I going to say?
I don't know.
I don't know either. Okay.
Someone got stabbed. Someone's coming over.
Oh, yeah. These two friends are like not the type to be wanting to be involved with the stabbing. Does that make sense? I'm the type who is wanting to be involved.
Okay. To what
like,
level?
I'm wanting to be outside on the stoop. I'm wanting to watch. I'm wanting to see what's going on. I want to talk to the neighbors, get the whole scoop. You know, I want to be involved. These girls are not wanting to be involved.
Got it.
So I think it was two people that knew each other. So that's why I was like, dude, it's a familial issue. It's not like random street crime. Are you playing Wordle over there?
No.
Oh. I just see it looks like you're on a beatbox.
No.
Okay.
Scrolling, but
don't fucking scroll while we're chatting.
I'm listening to you. I'm listening to a stabbing. You want to be out there. You want to talk to people about the stabbing.
But I can see you scrolling. This is like the time you sat directly in the eye line and ate the chips.
No, that's unmatched.
That was so funny.
And they were peanuts, but yes.
It was peanuts. You're like just dumping the end salt down your throat. We're looking directly at you. Do you have to be doing that? I'm trying to tell you about a man getting stabbed.
I'm listening.
So my friends arrive. So there's blood everywhere. My friends arrive. The police, they're taping it off. The tape starts right at my house. So my friends arrive and I'm having to yell like, go around. You got to go around the blood.
Mm-hmm.
You got to go around the blood. They were not amused, but I was. I was like, it's two cousins.
A familial dispute.
Exactly. It's not like dangerous. It's two people that, they just weren't fucking with each other's energy at that time. I also had to, locate a beetle infestation and eradicate it from the earth.
Ugh.
I saw these little, these beetle things on the screen. I said, I don't want this here. I don't want to start the summer off this way.
Right.
If I'm having an indoor summer, I can't have these beetles in the house. Because that place hasn't been lived in forever. God knows, I'm sure they made themselves that fucking home.
Yeah.
Okay. So I fucking get right on the case. Uh-huh. This is when I wonder, how gay am I? Because I go, someone gives me a flashlight, okay? And then I find where the beetles are hatching. And I go, this is, how gay am I? Because I just found where the house was.
Yeah.
And then I call the exterminator. He comes over, Roberto fucking exterminated them off the face of the earth. We won't be hearing from them again.
Great. How big was this beetle house? Big enough to be a problem, I guess.
Dude, too big.
Yeah.
The beetles themselves don't bite. They're tiny. They look like poppy seeds.
Yeah.
But I'm not trying to set a precedent of, you guys can chill with me this summer.
I think
you can't.
Yeah.
Straight up, you can't. You're legit not invited.
Yeah.
Sorry. I live alone.
Yeah.
Get the fuck out. Okay. I eradicated them off the earth. But me with a flashlight, and then every time I would go around a corner to find them, this is how I found where they were living. With the flashlight and then finger guns like this. For protection. And this is what it's like to live alone, folks. Okay. This is what it comes down to. You take every corner with finger guns like this. Because you don't know what could be around any corner. I've never lived alone before. This is my first time ever living alone.
How's it going so far?
It's okay. I actually didn't get scared at all yet. I have a bat next to my bed, though.
Well, and yeah, I mean, that's pretty impressive that you've survived this the stabbing next
door. Stabbing,
and the
infestation.
Beetles. Yeah.
I've done it all myself. I had internet connected myself. I cannot believe that was the hardest thing.
Yeah.
I was like, there's no possible way that without incident, I will be able to use Verizon Fios in this home. Mm-hmm. Okay. And without incident, I have Verizon Fios, and I did it all myself.
Look at that.
Okay, one guy had to come to the house, but that was their fault, not my fault.
He's got to come to the house. You can't. You
they
can't
tried
install
to. No, I'm this really, really sweet bot named Kelvin was helping me sign up, and he was like, "We're just gonna send you the router. You just plug the fucking router in, plug and play, baby. Cancel any time." I was like, "Is it too good to be true, Kelvin? What a helpful ass bot you are, bro! what a helpful ass bot of the month." Okay, so then, but then I get it, and then I tried to plug it in, and the shit didn't work, but that was on them, because they had to plug a box in down the street or something. I don't know. Whatever, so the guy did have to come, but I spoke with a normal person on the phone, and then a normal person arrived at my house the next morning to fix the problem. Mm-hmm. That's two normal people within 12 hours fixed the problem.
Mm-hmm.
When I think of getting internet set up, I it just doesn't sound like it's going to be that easy to me.
Yeah.
Anyway. How boring was that whole thing? Me talking about getting internet set up?
Well, I mean, there's a broader story there.
Just pull
it's your
a gun
triumph
on me.
About
just pull a gun on me. Just kill me. Yeah, living alone. My big thing is if I'm going to get scared. Because the other time I wasn't living alone, but I was staying alone, was when I lived in the pizza shop in Pittsburgh.
Mm-hmm.
That when I was there, I was terrified all the time.
In the pizza shop
because hold on, I have to send a text. Okay. I was terrified night and day living in the pizza shop because of the circumstances, which were that it wasn't like a row of shops in a populated area and then a pizza shop on top of the shops. It was a standalone restaurant, like a Chili's. Imagine like a Chili's. Mm-hmm. In a parking lot in a residential neighborhood.
Yeah.
So I was basically like, so at night when everybody would leave the restaurant, I was basically sleeping alone in a parking lot.
It ain't great.
It's haunting.
Yeah.
It was haunting.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
It really dysregulated my nervous system, I think, because I would wake up like, because I think I hear stuff.
Yeah.
Because I'm living in a parking lot.
Right.
But Jersey City, baby, I'm feeling good, or wherever I live. I don't even know anymore. Oh, our friend Sebastian. Just a quick shout out. Was in a movie that just won the top prize at the Cannes Film Festival.
Oh, all right.
Can you believe that?
That is awesome. Good for him.
So everybody congratulate Seb, please. I don't. It's called, here's the deal. It's not an English word. So don't make
okay.
Me sad. I think it's called Amore.
Is it a foreign movie?
Amore. I think it's about Brooklyn.
Oh.
It's
So yeah, it's going to be something Italian.
So it's something I can't say. I don't even know if it's a slur. How I can't even say that.
Yeah.
So Sebi Festival is over here. Do you remember the movie The Florida Project?
I remember hearing about it.
Okay, it was awesome.
Yeah.
It was about like those people, but it doesn't matter. So that guy saw Sebastian's clips and asked him to be in the movie.
Wow.
Is that amazing?
Yeah. So the clips they're good for something.
Yeah, so the clips, pull a gun on me. Okay. And then he was in the movie, and then the movie went to Cannes. I don't know what his part is. He said it's a small part, but I don't know what that means.
Either way. I mean,
doesn't
that's
matter.
A great
He's
look.
In the movie, and it won the fucking top prize.
Palme de Fleur?
Yeah. How'd you know that's what it's called, you little freak?
I'm a movie guy. What are you talking about?
You're a movie guy.
Yeah.
That's so weird.
No, it's not.
I haven't watched a movie in 17 years. Okay, so, but I want to tell you that I once went to the Cannes Film Festival.
For what?
For no reason at all.
Oh, just to go?
Okay, so I had never traveled internationally before. I was like 24 probably. And everyone was telling me like, you should like see another country. You're kind of dumb. you're insightful, you understand people, you're good at many things, but you're kind of dumb because you just haven't been anywhere and you just needed more experiences. I'm like, okay. So I buy a ticket, not even to Paris, to the south of France. Okay.
Yeah.
I go for 2 weeks by myself.
Okay.
Okay. First of all, I didn't drink during this time. And if you're going to travel alone, you better be drinking.
You went alone?
Alone. My dumbass goes alone to the... And not even to Paris. That's the funniest thing to me. Not even to Paris.
Yeah.
I just picked south of France. For what reason? Could not tell you. Like, I'm a history buff. I didn't even pick north of France, Normandy.
Yeah.
I didn't even pick the part of France that my grandmother hid out in the convent.
Yeah.
From the fucking Nazis. Like, I didn't
That's right, because you are French.
Yeah. I didn't even pick the places that had meaning. I didn't even pick my grandmother's hometown. I didn't even pick...
No, you just want to go to Saint-Tropez,
okay,
baby.
Okay, literally, like, I am R-worded, okay? Like, it makes... My thought process, especially when I was younger, made no sense.
I mean, it is beautiful, isn't it?
But how would I know that?
I knew nothing about it. 50 Cent songs?
I knew nothing about it. It literally might have been something about someone said something about Saint-Tropez.
I'm sure.
That's so funny. Okay, so at this time, I did not drink at all. I didn't drink for 6 years, so I had time to grow up.
Mm-hmm.
That's really how I grew up, was not drinking.
Yeah.
So the thing about traveling alone is, I hate to say it, but you better be drinking. Because what are you going to do?
Yeah.
You can only sit and drink coffee and smoke cigarettes alone for so long.
Right.
I would stay at these hostels and the people would just be going out drinking and I like wouldn't go. I was like, what is this?
Yeah.
Anyway, so I went to an AA meeting. I would think I was in Nice. And I was just looking for stuff to do because I was like genuinely bored. Can you believe that? How dumb am I? I go there and I'm like, what do I do though? Like, I'm here, but now what do you do? I don't know the language. And you can't, it's hard to make friends because everyone's here to party.
Right.
So I didn't think this through, did I? Anyway, so I go and I meet this guy in a wheelchair, but he was like not that much older. He wasn't like old. He had had an accident, like he fell off of something. So he was in a wheelchair. He was at the meeting. And he made a movie that was in Cannes. And he was like, I have a ticket. Do you want to come with me? I was like, okay. So I go to H&M, of course. Mm-hmm. See? Mall girl to my fucking core.
There's an H&M in the
I'm
south
I'm in the
of
south of France. Okay. Fuck. Or was it Forever 21? I'm pretty sure it was H&M. I'm almost positive it was H&M.
Wow.
In Nice. Almost positive, but not 100%.
That's amazing that they even have those there.
Yeah. And that the mall girl to the core.
Yeah.
It's like a magnetic honing system. I end up in the south of fucking France at H&M. Okay. Okay, right. So I go, I buy a dress. Little black dress. I was like very thin back then. Listen, don't mention it, okay? Then I was out in the sun with no sunscreen in this little fishing town for the whole week before. And I started to get these sun blisters. Basically, like, let's be honest, herpes one. Okay. I'm saying sun blisters, but it's herpes that was activated by the sun. Anyways, so I start breaking out herpes. Okay, so I go to the Cannes Film Festival. I go on the red carpet. I wish, hopefully, by the time I edit the YouTube, I could find the picture of me on the red carpet at Cannes.
I would love to see this.
I would love to show you this. So I am going to do my best to find those photos. I went, and then the guy thought we were going to hook up.
The wheelchair guy?
Yeah. He was kind of pissed.
Really?
Yeah.
He expressed this to you?
He was like, yeah, I thought, yeah. I was like, I don't know, dude.
I'm just on this adventure alone in Cannes.
Yeah. Looking back, should I have? Maybe.
Mm-hmm.
To be a good person. But I didn't.
Yeah.
I also had herpes on my mouth. Okay, so then we go out to this. So then we're in Cannes. We go to the thing. We watch the movie. I couldn't tell you a single thing about it. Don't remember anything about the movie. We went out to some like drag show. It is like in the movies. Like you go behind these little cobblestone streets and into secret doors. And then there's like a cabaret. Mm-hmm. It was fun. Then I get on a train and I go back to Nice where I was staying. And I had to stop at... In France, they have these little windows, these little pharmacy windows that are like 24 hours. And they're in these like they'll just be a brick building that looks like an old ass castle where King Arthur was posted up at.
Mm-hmm.
Like you can imagine like King Arthur, like smoking a cig outside these things.
Totally.
It's just everything feels so old. And then there'll be like a little window in the
stressed
brick. Yeah.
King Arthur just stressed.
Yeah, just stressed. Like, are we going to get this fucking sword out of this? Fucking sword has been stuck for 4 days, dude. I mean...
One more chance, I'm fucking out of here.
I swear to fucking God, I have had it. It's like you. So I got to go to this. So I got to stop. I got to get medicine for this outbreak I'm having from the sun, or I don't even know what it was from. So I got to stop. So this is now 3 a.m. It's like 4 a.m, 3. I don't even know. It's raining. I'm wearing this little black dress. I'm holding my heels in my hand at this point. And I have to go to the window and ask this French man for herpes medicine. Like, I looked like a full-blown hooker.
All right.
Now, is that not a fucking movie or not?
That's great.
I'm just going, you see this all over here. You see this, all this.
You speak English?
I don't remember.
Did he get you?
I wish I could remember. All I remembered, honestly, was like my experience of myself in that moment, just being like, "What a fuck moment."
Yeah, but it sounds like it ended up being like a cool trip.
All in all, I would never travel alone again.
I think people are crazy for doing
that. I love doing things alone. I'm not like I love eating a meal in a restaurant alone.
Mm-hmm.
Truly. I'm not one of those people who's like, oh, I don't like to eat alone. I love going to the movies alone. I mean, I haven't done that in a long time, but I would. I love doing things. I'm like a lone wolf. I love doing things alone, except traveling. Mm-hmm. And I know that because of that trip. I'm like, things like this, experiencing new things, seeing new things are fun when you do it with someone.
Mm-hmm.
I don't understand what joy there is. Like pretending to write it. How long could I pretend to write it in a notebook?
Right.
I didn't put more than 2 words in this notebook.
Yeah.
How long can I keep up this charade?
Yeah.
I mean, how many more times can I order a cafe au lait? Okay. Also, this is during the era where I didn't have credit cards. I didn't have like, I couldn't be like, oh, I'm going to ball out.
Right.
I had the cash I had and that was it. So it wasn't like,
And that's not the place of the world where you want to be, where you are limited on cash.
You want a ball.
Yeah, you want a ball.
What's that name of that? I remember walking around and seeing signs. So what's the name of that tiny ass country that's like Monte Carlo?
Mm-hmm.
That's still a country, right?
I think it might. Or Montenegro?
No. Totally different vibe. Montenegro is like Soviet energy. Monte Carlo is like south of France energy. What? Yeah.
I can't.
It's like a super rich place. It's a super rich place. And just being like, man, I wish. That's kind of probably what I was thinking when I took the trip. Like, oh, I'll just meet like rich people, or I'll like see Jay-Z there and they'll be like, come chill. Which kind of actually, in a way, that is what happened.
I did end up
at the Cannes Film Festival.
Yeah. Yeah, pretty cool.
I mean, but I guess in my mind, because I had such a lack of actual understanding of what traveling was, I, in my mind, remember being like, well, what if I'm over there and I just get the urge, like I want to like run into the sea or something. So like, where would I put my phone? Or should I bring a backpack? I don't want to bring a backpack or anything, because what if I just get there? Like, as if I'm going to go to another country and get the whimsical urge to run into the sea with reckless abandon.
Well, it's...
That's what I thought traveling abroad was.
South of France, you know? Yeah.
But that, in my head, it was totally Saint-Tropez vibes.
Yeah.
I mean, it's been said... I don't even want to... This is such a hack thing to point out at this point, but... When a mall girl like me gets over to the south of France and realizes you can't get an iced coffee, you know how fucking pissed I was?
Big problems.
I was staying at this, I was in this like fishing-y type village called Cassis, like C-A-S-S-I-S. And I was staying at this hostel, and it was me and then like 10 middle-aged climbing group. Of these like Belgian like alcoholic climbers, mm-hmm. because over in Cassis they have the White Cliffs. It's actually pretty cool. They're called Calanques, like Calanques, the White Cliffs. Oh, I forgot I did hike up those. I guess I didn't do nothing. Now that I'm thinking back, oh, I did do something. Like I went for a hike in the Calanques. So I didn't do nothing. But then you go, yeah, but you did it by yourself. Like who'd you talk to?
Right.
Nobody. You don't learn about yourself by yourself. We know this.
Yeah.
Not that the point of that trip was to learn about myself, but you literally just have the same dumb thoughts that you had in America. And you have them. You have the same five thoughts on repeat. And you don't learn a damn new thing about yourself. But if you go with a group, you have new experiences, I feel. Oh, I also kayaked in the... what's the name of the... ocean over there. Not ocean, but the body of water. Mediterranean. Beautiful. What else did I do over there? Who cares? I don't know. The point is, traveling alone, I think it's kind of busted as a concept.
Agreed.
Have you ever?
Traveled alone? Yeah. Only for stand-up gigs, which were, that was never fun.
Yeah, but you have a purpose. Like, you're going there for work.
Right.
But just the idea of like traveling to see a new place by yourself.
No,
have you
certainly
ever done
not.
That?
No. Other than like, I don't know, like the Bronx. That's about it.
Good one, bro.
No, but I'm serious. I'm not a traveler in general.
Oh, yeah. I saw your little clip.
Yeah. I don't really like to travel, to be honest.
I saw your little clip. There's no good reason to ever travel. Traveling is overrated. Hot take. I don't like traveling.
True. It's a good impression of me.
Wait, okay, so that's that on traveling. But let's, we haven't talked about my favorite topic in a while, so I just want to briefly touch on that before we head out.
Okay.
The NBA.
Oh, yeah.
I'm pissed.
About what?
Just about everything. I'm pissed. Well, the Knicks lost, and I'm not even pissed about that because I'm so proud of them, about the character that they showed as individuals and as a team.
Yeah.
They never gave up. That's what we mean when we say the spirit of a champion.
Yeah. You got to tip your hat to them.
You got to tip your hat to them.
Yeah.
But I'm pissed for the reason that I'm just not intrigued or happy with the teams it's come down to. So now we're where we stand today is we're looking at the Celtics versus either the Mavericks or the Timberwolves. Mavericks are ahead, so it's likely to be the Mavericks, but maybe it'll be the Timberwolves. I would prefer it be the Timberwolves. At least you get a little narrative there. You get a little fucking narrative that I could follow along with. Get invested in, people. I'm invested in Ant Edwards. Wow, he makes his mark this year. That's a good narrative. Makes it all the way to the finals. But if we're looking at Mav Celtics, and then I just go, you know what? What is this? Like, what is the whole season for? If it just ends with these busted ass teams,
I mean,
what do we play the whole? Why do I follow along the whole season only to have watched the Indiana Pacers get to the conference finals? This is busted as hell. Every person on the Pacers team, by the way, is sunglasses in the club energy.
Right.
Every single one of them.
Yeah.
I was gonna say I hope they burn in hell, but then I was like, no, I don't.
They're strong.
Nice guys, yeah. But like they're fashion boys. They're weirdos.
Yeah.
They're weirdos. I'm just angry at where we've ended because I invested a lot in this season.
I can tell you it's not uncommon for me to get this far in and kind of not watch the finals.
Yeah.
Like I think the last finals that I watched might have been, because you got to remember too, before you were a fan of the NBA, we had like 4 years in a row where it was like LeBron versus Steph.
That's cool.
And just after a while, though, it's not. After a while, you're just like, oh my God.
Okay.
You just know the two teams that are going to be there, and it's kind of annoying, you know?
Yeah.
But then you had like the fucking, like that Nuggets Celtics finals last year. I didn't watch a minute of that.
Nuggets Heat, even worse.
Oh, Nuggets Heat, you're
right. Fucking Heat, who didn't try all year.
Oh my God,
and
you're right.
I have to watch the number 10 team play in the final. Like, yeah. Why did I then?
So that means then it was Celtics.
If that's possible,
Warriors.
And that's how this is gonna go.
Yeah.
Why would I even bother watching this fucking season?
Yeah.
I'm heated. I'm not giving up, but I've had it. And you know what? I think we've heard the last of the Nuggets. I don't think we're gonna be hearing from them again. I think we've seen the limits of what an alcoholic basketball player can achieve. One ring, one chip, and I'm a Joker fan.
I am not.
I am. I'm a big Joker fan, but let me tell you right now, I don't think we're gonna be hearing from him again. Also, let me walk it back. I want Randall to stay on the Knicks. I don't want Randall traded anymore. I don't want them to touch this team. I want them to trade Jericho Sims and their draft picks for Mikal Bridges.
That would be great.
And that's it. And everybody, please get healthy. Cancun for 2 weeks, but don't push it, please. How long do they have to stay at Senior Frogs?
They're not a Cancun team.
They're in Cancun right now!
Are they?
Deuce, not actually, I don't know.
Deuce is a Cancun
Deuce
guy.
Is in, he's in Brazil.
But he's like 21.
He has like a hot, hot, hot girlfriend.
I bet.
And he's
yeah.
like, he's in Brazil right now with her. They're not a Cancun team, that's right. At least they're not a post about Cancun team.
Right.
They're secretly, I'm sure, they've gone somewhere. But you know what? Come on back, boys. Why don't we try to get healthy? Why don't we try to all be healthy this year? I want Randall to stay. I want him to make it work. I don't believe in having exes in this life. I literally don't believe in exes. I want him to stay, and I want them to make it work.
It's a poetic thought.
I want them to make it work. Get us Mikal Bridges. Get Jericho Sims, like, a sketchbook and some watercolors, and let him do his true passion, which is painting, yeah. I'm sure. He's a good boy.
Yeah, he's a great boy.
Get him off the Knicks.
Yeah, he's not a warrior.
Get him off the Knicks.
Yeah.
Gotta go. Time to go. And it's funny because I kind of wanted Alex Burke off the Knicks, but then he did step up.
Yeah.
But he was able to shine because every other living player on the Knicks
was hurt. Yeah.
Was injured and couldn't play.
He's always been kind of like a fun heat check guy, but we'll see what happens. I mean, I'd rather have him than Bogdanovich, frankly.
I'd like Bogdanovich. What's his name?
Bogdanovich.
I want him down to go down to Cancun this year and get a little hair transplant.
He doesn't need a hair transplant.
That was mean. Now I feel guilt. I feel survivor's remorse. I want the Knicks to remain intact. I want them to add Mikal Bridges. That's it. And I know I've said differently before. This is my retraction. Everyone's brackets are in shambles, by the way, in the draft queens.
I'm sure.
I mean, shambles.
Yeah.
There will be a winner, and I'm very excited to see who the winner will be. And I'm very excited to put together the prize basket, and I will send it to you once we determine who the winner is. But Yeah, pretty much. I mean, who could have predicted this as like where we were going to be at? Pacers, Celtics, Mavs, Timberwolves?
I didn't think so, yeah.
The Wolves were believable, but...
Yeah, I had no faith in the Mavs, but clearly...
I had no faith.
Yeah.
None. None. None.
Yeah.
All right, well, folks, I don't know what else we have to say. I mean, we've really covered a lot of ground today. This was a Putson episode. I love a Putson episode. 100% Putz. Mike putzed all over Tinder during this episode.
No, I didn't.
He was swiping.
No, I wasn't swiping.
Oh, you were scrolling.
I was scrolling.
Okay. He's on the TikTok shop.
Yeah, that's right.
Please, please like us on YouTube and leave a comment. And please leave us a review on Apple Podcasts. It really, really, really means the world to us. To get your support in that way, and it helps us build to a place where we can keep doing the show. So thank you so much. Thank you, everybody, for being here. You know I love your ass. Stop. See you next week. Bye, Mike.